Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. John chapter 6, verses 66 to 69. At this point, many of his disciples turned away and deserted him. Then Jesus turned to the 12 and asked, "Are you also going to leave?" Simon Peter replied, "Lord, to whom would we go? You have the words that give eternal life. We believe and we know you are the Holy One of God." Until now, Jesus seemed to have been attracting more and more followers. In chapter 4, we hear that he was attracting more disciples than John the Baptist. People were believing in him, even in the hostile territory of Samaria. In the Galilean region in the north, he had miraculously fed thousands of people, but the next day the mood was very different. He spoke seriously to his followers about the nature of the bread that he was offering them, calling it his flesh. They concluded, "This is very hard to understand. How can anyone accept it?" As a result, many of his followers turned away and deserted him. Jesus' question to his remaining disciples is heartrending. "Are you also going to leave?" he asked. As he often did, Simon Peter spoke up for the others. He bluntly summarized the situation by saying that they had no desire to leave Jesus because there was nowhere else to go. Only Jesus had the words of eternal life. No other philosophies or religions were offering that. In our society, there are so many people and organizations wanting to attract our attention and get us to sign up. They make bold claims and offer glossy publicity for their philosophies, but only Jesus makes the offer of eternal life. If we want to receive this amazing gift, there's nowhere else to turn. When Peter made his response, he wasn't saying he understood everything. He likely had as many questions as those who had turned away, but he was declaring that he was committed to Jesus himself and that he trusted him for the future. When we make a commitment to follow Jesus, we're not claiming that we have a full understanding of who God is and his plans for our lives. We're simply saying that we trust Jesus and know that he can be entirely relied upon. So let me ask you a question. Why are you committed to Jesus? And now let me pray with you. Lord Jesus Christ, we worship you because you have the words of eternal life. Amen. Thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles as well, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.